Well, welcome everyone to the first Friday of the month Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary J. Getten, and I am your hostess for this call. Madeline Walker from England was going to be leading the meditation today, but I got a message from her this morning that she had a family emergency and wasn't going to be able to attend. So I'm filling in. So I'm going to be leading the meditation today as well as handling the bells and whistles. So for those of you who are new, we have been doing this first Friday of the month meditation since, it's over 4 years now, so I guess it was 2014, at the request of my whale friend, Granny. And it's just a lovely way to enhance our daily practice of sending loving, healing energy to the waters of the planet. So I'd like to remind you that on the website, globalwaterhealing.org, you'll find 4 years worth of water healing meditations, all different from a wide variety of presenters. So anytime you've got like a half hour to spend doing this kind of healing work, you can just go to the website, click on meditation recordings, and let your intuition guide you as to which one you want to do. Next month, on August 3rd, our good friend Muriel Lindsay is going to be leading the call. So I'm excited to have her back. And with that, I think we're going to get started. So let's begin by closing our eyes and taking a few deep breaths. Just feel yourself becoming calm and quiet, peaceful in body and mind. Just keep breathing deeply. And call all your energy back to you. Anything that might have been on your mind, occupying you up until this moment, just let it all go. Bring all your energy back to you, to this space. For this work. And let your breath take you to that very quiet place inside. So just breathe deeply and calmly, feeling yourself going deeper and deeper. Totally relaxed and calm. Deeper and deeper into that space of inner stillness. Yeah, that's right. Totally calm. And relaxed. Now be present with your body and notice that you are made of water and light. If you allow yourself to acknowledge this reality, you will see and feel yourself as a light being. So let's focus on our inner light and allow it to expand. Give it room to activate and to grow and expand inside of yourself. Let that inner light fill you up. Notice the light emanating from each of your cells. Let's rest in this presence for a few minutes, just feeling this consciousness and awareness, this light in our bodies. And now focus your awareness in your heart and see the pulsing light and the incredible glow that comes from both your physical and your etheric heart. And see that your heart is now sending a pillar of light down through your body into the heart of the earth. This light is extending down through you into Mother Gaia and connecting you firmly. And at the same time, your heart is extending a pillar of light upward and out the top of your head. And this pillar of light is connecting you with Source Energy. And now allow the flow of light coming from the earth through you to Source, and also coming from Source through you to the earth. You are connected to both the earth and Source energy. And feel this light flowing easily through you. And notice that it's increased your own brilliance. Notice that you are glowing as bright as a star. And know for certain that this light is healing and clearing any issues with your inner waters. It is bathing your waters with the brilliant healing light that is always within us, and with the light that is now flowing through us. Relax and give the light full permission to do what it does. And allow it to permeate every cell of your being. Open to receive and trust that you are being activated to hold even more light. Just trust and allow. There's nothing to do. Just allowing the light to enter from Source and from the earth, combining with our own inner light. And see that brilliant light cleansing and cleaning every molecule of water in your body. C see it healing your body and raising your vibration. Feel your own light growing brighter and more brilliant by the second. Now notice the flow of your internal water. See the molecules of water in your blood, your veins running clearly and cleanly through you. See the water in your digestive system shining bright, running from your mouth through your stomach and intestines, going to your kidneys and bladder. See how this water sparkles and shines. Notice the water in your joints. In your muscles. Your brain. Your organs. And know with certainty that every drop of water in your body is clean, pristine, vibrant, and full of life. The outer light and your own inner light have put everything in balance. You are healed and pure and crystal clean. Know in your heart that you are the creator of your reality. You hold great power. Breathe this truth into the depths of your being and let it fill you. You hold great power for good. And when we combine our power, miracles happen. Now imagine our gorgeous blue planet in front of you. this orb of green land and blue water and white clouds. See it in front of you now, this beautiful, shining blue planet. This is your home and the home of so many creatures you love. You are a guardian of this world. A very special being that cares for this lovely planet and its inhabitants. You are an angel, a being of light. Breathe that reality in. Feel your energy and your essence expanding into this angelic reality. You are an angel of light. A glorious being of healing, peace, and joy. Feel that light that emanates from you, from your crystal clear body. And you carry in your hand a single candle, ever burning, an eternal healing flame. Notice its light, its warmth and brilliance. Now approach this beautiful globe, our planet, your home, and take yourself to a body of water on the planet that needs your help. This is a particular spot, a place that needs your special healing energy. It can be an ocean, a river, a pond, a lake, wherever you are drawn. This is your special place. So you're now standing on the earth with the water in front of you. Or perhaps you're standing on the surface of the water in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It doesn't matter where you are a being of light, and you can do anything. So carefully place your candle in the body of water. And notice that it remains upright and that its light travels in every direction. And see the water around it lighting up as well. The water around your candle is just glowing. That glow is spreading. Now use this candle as a focus for your good wishes, your love, your healing energy, your light. You are the guardian of this area, this particular body of water. You are its protector. You are the angel of light that will focus and send healing into this water and this part of the planet. And know that as you send your energy here, it travels molecule to molecule around the globe. So send your healing, loving thoughts to your candle and the area that is illuminated by it. Your thoughts are rays of light. Thought after thought, light ray after light ray, focused on this particular part of the globe, healing the waters and everything within the water and everything touching this water. Continue to send loving thoughts and healing energy to the candle. See its light grow and expand out into the water. Continue to energize your candle with that loving, healing energy. See it traveling into the water and expanding out. So you're going to leave your candle in your special place and allow it to continue to send its light and love out into the water. You can return here again and again whenever you wish to add more power and light and healing and love to this flame. So remember where you placed this candle. And remember your candle throughout the day. Just take a moment to send light and love to your candle in your special place. So now it's time for you to come back to your human body in this space and time. So leave the water and your candle to continue its work. And feel your consciousness shifting from your angelic body, returning back to your human form. You're bringing all your energy back into your body and getting grounded, reconnected to the earth, your chair, your room. Wiggle your toes a little and move your body around. Maybe stretch a little, roll your shoulders, move your neck. Just feel how good your body feels. How clean and clear your body is, and you're still going to have all of that light glowing within you and out from you. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So I'd like to suggest that perhaps you print out a little map that has this special area on it, whether it's a map of the whole earth or a map of your state or a map of the ocean, just a map that holds your particular special place. And mark that spot of the candle on your picture and keep it nearby. Keep it on your desk or by your altar, or just somewhere where you'll see it every day, and just remind yourself to just close your eyes and spend a few minutes sending love and healing energy to that candle and to that area. It seems so simple, but it is so powerful to do this, and the more you do it, the more energy and more healing, more power you'll bring to that part of the planet. So, if somebody would like to share something or ask a question, if anyone has something to say, just hit star 6 and tell me your name. Is everybody back in their body?
Hey, Mary?
Yes.
Hi. It's Diane Chicago. I was just going to comment. It's beautiful. I am in a basement, so I picked the underwater, the caverns underwater.
Oh, fantastic.
And do they kind of connect? I'm kind of subtly, like, I don't even know where they go, but I was trying to figure out all the underwaters and stuff.
That's
So,
perfect.
we'll see. Maybe top to bottom, we're all covered. Thank you.
That's exactly, Diane. That is what I love about this, because everybody goes somewhere else, and between all of us, it all gets covered. It never would have occurred to me to go into, like, underwater caverns. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. This is awesome.
You're welcome. Somebody else? Okay. Well, if nobody has something they want to share or anything you'd like to say about that, well, then I think we are done for today. And as I mentioned, Muriel is going to be leading the one on August 3rd, Muriel Lindsay. And I've got people lined up through the rest of the year. So I welcome your healing work, and before we all hang up, what I'd like to do is unmute the call, and everybody can say goodbye together at the same time. So hold on.
Thank you. Bye. Blessings.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
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 Bye.